Welcome to Feminist Perspective. Our format consists first of discussion by our guest panelists on a topic of interest and concern to women. And second, an opportunity during the last 15 minutes for listeners to participate by calling with comments or questions. Our number is 864-4530. This series is sponsored by the Dean of Women's Office, which functions as a women's resource and planning center. We invite you to call our office at any time if you wish to discuss a matter of concern to you or if you wish further information. Better yet, come in person to talk or to use our constantly expanding women's library in 220 Strong Hall. Our topic tonight is women in the world of work. Our guest panelists are Dorothy Rooney, Vice President of the Douglas County State Bank, and Janine Miller, Sales Manager of KLWN. We know that women in the world of work follow a great many different patterns. And I think it'd be interesting if, Dorothy, if you and Janine would tell us what your work pattern has been. I mean, when did you start? Have you ever been out of workforce? Dorothy, how about you?
I started in banking in 1947 upon graduation from high school. I worked in a bank in Hiawatha, Kansas until May of 52 when I joined the Douglas County State Bank in Lawrence, Kansas. It had chartered that year. I came to Lawrence as an assistant cashier. I became assistant vice president in 1962 and received my title in 1971. I've been in banking all my life.
Right straight through then.
Right straight through.
No period out at all. How about you, Janine?
Well, radio and television was my major in college. I attended K-State for 2 years and became interested in radio and TV there, probably in my sophomore year when you kind of decide where you want to go. Thoroughly enjoyed the people in radio and the things we did there. And then during the summer, a couple of years later, I got a job as a receptionist at the local television station in Hutchinson. So I liked it even better. I came up to KU for my final 2 years and started working in my senior year here at the local radio station, KLWN. I did have a respite for about 8 years while I was married and had a child, and came back again 6 years later and started working as a saleswoman, as I had been before in my senior year. At that time, it was kind of an experimental thing to have me in sales, and I loved it. So when I came back, I had the opportunity to start again. And so after 5 years of selling and doing commercials and writing, I was promoted to sales manager just a year ago.
So you really illustrate, and I really didn't know this until tonight, two of the most common patterns. One of the, Dorothy, the career woman who works right straight through, and you, Janine, of what's often called the split level method of dropping out when you have a child and as a during the early child rearing period, and then coming back to work again. Also, we've all now arrived at the place where this is almost the lifestyle of the majority. As you know, half of the women in the country between the ages of 18 and 65 are in the labor force. I thought tonight that I might ask you folks your opinion of some things that we very commonly hear. Probably one of the most basic is the statement that women's place is in the home. You have any comments you care to make about that?
Well, I'll jump right in. I enjoyed, when my child was young, I enjoyed being home and being with her. And, of course, I still enjoy our time together. But there came a time to me, long before I went back to work, that I felt the need to do something to satisfy myself, to maybe utilize all the things that I had trained for. And then the opportunity came to do it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I do not feel it takes anything away from my home or my family. I think it makes me better in the home and with the family because I thoroughly enjoy what I do.
Well, my experience, of course, is different than Janine. I am single. This is my livelihood. Maybe I'm married to my job instead of to a husband, but I thoroughly enjoy the working field. And so I have no other choice, I guess, at this time.
You're one of 7 million in that in that situation. That's if we don't add those who are divorced and widowed and married, but with the husband not in the home. So there are a lot of people who really don't have the choice. How about your reaction to the statement that women aren't seriously attached to the labor force and that they really just work for pin money?
Well, of course, I do not feel this is true. I feel that women enjoy working, and many women that are married need self-fulfillment by working. I personally love my job and am very happy working.
I never looked at it as working for pin money. I really always took it seriously. Whether it was to supplement the income or now to be the entire income in raising my daughter, it obviously is, finances are very important. This makes the money that I need to live on. And I really never considered it pin money. I really considered it a career. I really did.
I wonder if there ever was a time in our country when women really worked just for pin money. You know, there's a pressing
yes,
economic
I think
need.
When you say pin money, I almost don't like that word. But I think there has been a time, let's say a generation ago, when the men didn't even like to have women go out to work. They felt like maybe this was a bad reflection on their earning power. But the times were tight, and mother had to go to work possibly to send that child through college or to do, or just those extra little things. But I don't see how you can be involved in a job and think of it as pin money because it's all involving. And I wouldn't like to think it's because I had to make just the few extras and watch the clock until I went home. I get more involved in it than that, and I'm sure you do, Dorothy.
Yes, I do, and I think the majority of the people that work do.
There are really only about 10 million who have any choice out of the of the 31 million who work. That's a number that the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us are married, living with husband, who is making more than the amount that is listed as necessary for a low standard of living for an urban family of four. We also often hear that women are ill more often than men, and therefore they cost the company more money. What's been your experience in that respect?
Well, at least in my job, I haven't seen that. I would say of the men that I'm working with, they are sick more often than the rest of we women. Now, I will have this to say. Those of us who have children sometimes have time we have to be out for those children. And that I can see as a problem. But not for their personal illness. I find the women are there earlier, come out more often, and
stay later.
Well, no, I don't want to say they stay later, but I think they go on with sometimes with colds and things that some of the fellas don't.
Any experience in the banking business?
Well, Janine, our men really aren't sick very often, and neither are the women. We're real lucky. I don't happen to keep the personnel records, but our absentees are not very great. I think oftentimes, maybe like children that are ill, which is necessary for the person to stay home, and there are exceptions.
Yes.
But on the majority, our people are not ill much.
This has been kind of a year of the flu, and I have noticed perhaps it's hit the men more often this year than it has hit the women, and I'm judging, I think, by this year
it's happened more. Excuse me. I think that you probably will find that the officers and supervisors are really off less than some of maybe the other people.
Mm-hmm. That would be true of men and women alike, I suppose.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's true.
The only study I've ever seen of that was done by the Public Health Service, and there they indicated a very, very small difference between men and women in the amount of absenteeism. In fact, even the number of days surprised me, 5 9/10 days for women and 5 2/10 days for men. And that includes everything, pregnancies, childbirth,
right?
the whole gambit. So that really seems to be a myth, but we still often hear it. Another comment that one often hears is that women don't work as long as men or as regularly as their male co-workers, and that training is costly, and therefore the training is largely wasted on women.
Now, do you mean long over years?
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, I wish I had more experience to be able to say anything on that. I'm not sure. In my business, I think, now, for example, I do commercials, too, on TV. Now, I think there comes a certain point where a woman can't do that anymore. So, obviously, her profession is not going to span the years that a man can.
Why is that she can't?
Oh, I think you see younger women doing television commercials. All right, you don't see older women on so much, but you do see mature men on doing television commercials. So I just think in this particular area that women may not be in the field as long as men, but not because they've given up, I'm sure.
Now, as far as long hours in a place of business, I think you will find that the majority of the people that have responsibility and title will spend the necessary hours. Of course, there are some that really are interested in the 8 or 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock area. The ones that do obtain positions put in long hours, or the necessary hours that is necessary for their position.
In terms of the total work life expectancy, because of this tendency of a great many women to take some time off during the childbearing and rearing period, the overall number of years is somewhat smaller
for women
who marry and have children.
Mm-hmm.
But for the single woman, actually, the number of years of work is 2 years longer for the average man.
Mm-hmm.
And then on labor turnover, because it just depends on the job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if
That's
you have a
true.
Boring job, it's made a difference whether you're a man or a woman, I suppose, in terms of how much you'd like to get out of it and into something else. How about the idea that men, women are taking jobs away from men?
Well, I don't like to look at it that way. I certainly don't want to think I'm usurping any man's position, but I feel that if I'm qualified to do it, I should have the opportunity to do it. Dorothy?
Well, it's the same way. I think that women in banking are filling every position now that's available in banks in the area. I'm not sure it's a matter of taking the job away from a man, but if the position becomes vacant and they are capable, they are being given the opportunity to fill these positions.
If we have 31.5 million women working and a little over 2 million men out of work, that leaves 29 million jobs that wouldn't get done if one took that too literally. What about the idea of women's jobs and men's jobs? We're sometimes told that women ought to stick to women's jobs and men to men's jobs, in which case you folks would both be out of work, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
You think jobs ought to be sex-linked like that?
No, I think they ought to be determined by the individual, regardless of sex.
I do too. Now, I'm really not interested in working in construction. However, if I were qualified to work in the the architecture end. Mm-hmm. I feel like I ought to have the opportunity to do that.
There's a woman I read about up in Chicago, the first apprentice carpenter. Did you read about her?
No.
I see her first day of work, she was followed by television cameras and reporters, so it was a big deal. Because there may have been women in some other city, but at least she was billed as being the first apprentice, because a lot of other things, of course, are involved in this, too.
I'd hate to have been her that first day.
I expect so.
A little pressure.
But if that's what she wanted to do, then I take it that you're saying that she should have the opportunity to do it, whether most women want to or not. The EEOC makes a big point of the fact that that custom and tradition shouldn't determine whether a job is held by either a man or a woman, but that should be by their qualifications. How about the notion that women don't want responsibility, that they don't want promotions or job changes if it adds to their load? You had any experience with that, Justin?
I think that's true. I think there are some women that are not willing to accept responsibility, the time involved. There are many women that are, however, but I think there are many women that are not interested in this.
I think that's true. I think that's also true of men. There are some men who really don't want the extra responsibility or the extra hours that goes with it. So I don't think it's any more peculiar to a woman than it is to a man.
There are probably not a lot of them that have been offered the opportunity.
That's it. I wonder, you know, how can you take a survey? I don't think a lot of us have been offered some of these positions to know.
It's time to hear from our radio audience. If some of you would care to call with questions or comments, our number is 864-4530. And we would welcome your calls. And while we're waiting, we might talk about some other things. We're told occasionally that the employment of mothers leads to juvenile delinquency. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm facing that in not too long. Hopefully not juvenile delinquency, but I think we all run a risk, really, of that. I don't know that it's any higher with the woman who works than it is the woman who stays home, or let's say that woman doesn't stay home. She's in the home, she isn't working outside, but she might be playing bridge or bowling or not at home every minute. So I don't think that that's necessarily true.
What do you think, Dorothy?
Well, I agree with Janine. I don't think it's necessarily true. I think it is their obligation, if they are not going to be home, to find somebody that is responsible to the children, that the children can, of course, answer to. I can't see that this is any problem.
We have a caller here. Hello? Hello?
Yes. I hear a lot of women say that they wouldn't work for a woman boss. I'd like to know how you feel on this.
Did you hear the question, panelist?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
She said that she hears lots of people say that they wouldn't like to work for a woman boss. Do you have a comment on that?
Well, now I just think that it's just kind of relevant as far as I'm concerned. There are a lot of men I wouldn't want to work for, and there are a lot of women that I wouldn't want to work for. But I think that's just a basic personality, and it could be a man or a woman, really.
Do you I hear this from people who have had experience in working for a woman supervisor, or do you know?
I think the ones that I have heard say this are judging one or two people they know. Mm-hmm. They look at one woman and they think, gee, I wouldn't want to work for her. But I think anyone that has worked for a woman doesn't have this feeling. If they have any respect for the person, I can't see the difference. There's men that they aren't happy working for either.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Does our caller have a comment on it? Okay. Is there another call? Mm-hmm. The You want to talk any more about the? I guess our caller is off the air right now, but
she left it to us.
to us to comment. I was hoping that she would tell us, you know, what her opinion.
No,
was
I really do think there are basic personalities that all of us could not work for, or say we could not work for. However, of course, I always think that if your bread and butter depends on it, you will you will do your best for this person, even though you don't like him. You'll try to set personality aside.
But you don't see it as having anything to do with whether
not
it's
women, particularly
a man.
No.
Or
I don't feel that way. Woman. I could work for a woman as well as a man.
We noted from. Well, you have another caller. Hello.
Hello. Could you tell me if either of the women have experienced job sex discrimination in their fields? Mm-hmm.
Would you, she wants to know if either of you have experienced sex discrimination in your own work.
Well, now, I really haven't in my own particular job. Now, if you're talking about my own area, on radio or TV, I think we're making pretty big strides right now. Women are coming in to areas of being moderators of programs. They are doing television commercials. I have not personally seen any discrimination since I started again 6 years ago. However, in 1959, as a senior at the university, I believe there was much more at that time in allowing a woman into some of the radio and television areas.
Did you experience any of
that? No, I haven't experienced it, and I think you might be interested to know that at our bank there are 6 women officers and 6 men officers mm-hmm. active in the bank. I think this is an indication. Right. In my job there is a woman manager now who manages the station, and I am a sales manager, and obviously there are important positions held by men, but this is kind of unique. And at a recent RAB meeting, I was very anxious to know how many women were doing what I was doing, or perhaps being a saleswoman, as I had been, and there were not too many. But that may just be this particular area. I understand it's being done more around the country.
Mm-hmm. I think, though, that we might be, that you people may not be completely typical. We certainly wouldn't want to say
I don't think we are, and I'll tell you why, Emily. I think we're in a smaller town, and I think mm-hmm. these things tend to happen in a smaller town faster than they do possibly in a metropolitan area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree with you, Janine. By the same token, I think banks probably open their doors to women officers and women sooner than many of the industries and businesses.
We have another caller. Hello? I guess it's hung up. Our number is 864-4530, and we'd welcome your calls. I think we do have to account in some way for the fact that the women overall, that women in the labor force, that's 2 women, you know, to every 3 men, are earning less than 60% of the mm-hmm. amount that men are, so that discrimination must account for some of that.
Now, I have talked to various women who tell me that they are receiving, at the same level as a man, they are receiving less pay. Mm-hmm. Now, I am not experiencing this, and I don't know about Dorothy. But in my own particular area, in my own particular job, I don't experience this. But I do know that this is here. It's with us. And I don't, of course, approve of that. I really don't.
Well, I think it's going to take time and training. Of course, by the same token, a lot of women do not want to take the responsibility that's necessary to be on the same equal level with men.
Well, what about those who are willing to and do want to?
I think they're being accepted. It's been slow.
Well, I think they're being accepted, Dorothy, but I do still think there is a pay. Now, I don't know whether I want to call this discrimination or not, but there is a pay scale difference in some areas where the women are holding the same job and the same title as a man.
And this is, of course, you know, illegal in our state
well,
as
yes.
Under our equal pay bill, although... That became effective over a year ago, you know, in July 1970, and I found the other day that not a single case has been brought under that law.
Is that right?
So that if we have women in the radio audience who feel that they have a legitimate case, they should talk to the Commissioner of Labor, who
well, here
has
again,
a right to
I don't know, because you don't ask what people make so readily. But they seem to tell me that they think they are getting less money.
Mm-hmm.
It would seem that someone would bring this up as a case. Well,
the statistics would bear that out.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that, of course, many cases are brought through the EOC. Half of the women in Kansas are covered. They're under this federal umbrella, but the other half, of course, really aren't and are dependent on the state laws.
Is this office in Topeka?
Yes, the labor commissioner in the state house. Hello?
Yes, I read in Friday night's paper that Dorothy and Janine are candidates for the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce, and I wondered if they were the first women to be considered for the board of directors.
Well, that's most interesting. I don't know whether you all heard that or not, that she said she read in the paper that you were both candidates for the directorships in the Chamber of Commerce. Is this a first?
To my knowledge, this is the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're both very flattered, and I don't know. Now, we are up for a slate to be voted on for the Board of Directors for the Chamber of Commerce. So, of course, there will be balloting of the members of the Chamber of Commerce, and I don't know whether we'll arrive or not, but we are very pleased to think that they would entrust their Chamber of Commerce to some decisions to us.
Well, that's a great idea, and as a member of the Chamber of Commerce, I can guarantee you two votes. unless they send me an extra ballot. We'll see if we can do some electioneering.
Thank you.
Are there any other calls? This Wednesday, that's February the 16th, from 1 until 4 p.m., we're having a career seminar on summer jobs, both here and abroad. It will be held in the Dean of Women's Office, 220 Strong Hall, sponsored by the Commission on the Status of Women. Any student who's interested is invited to come in at any time between 1 and 4. Next, this Wednesday, February 16th. I think we have time for one more call, 864-4530, if someone has another question or comment. Then I'd just like to ask one more question of you. Oh, there. Of you people. We know now that according to all the statistics that 9 out of 10 women who are in high school and college are going to work at some time during their lives. We hear that the Lawrence school system has established a career program, and we also know that the career sites of a great many girls are very much limited. Do you have any comment on the career program or any feeling of what might be done to help girls to be more realistic and less limited in their choices? We do have another call. I guess we'll have to hold that one. Hello?
Hello. I think the state... Can you hear me?
No.
No? Can you hear me now?
No.
I think the statement that individual salaries are pretty much a private matter in today's salary is quite appropriate. And I wonder if the panel has any suggestions for ways that would be acceptable and appropriate in institutions for finding out if inequities do in fact exist.
Did you hear the question?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think, in answer to that, I think most businesses frown upon your discussing your salary. Most everywhere I have worked, or anyone that I know works, it is said to you very subtly that you don't discuss your salary because this can make people unhappy. And of course, you are to believe that are not maybe doing the work that you are doing, but might want the salary that you are making. So here again, it's such an individual thing, and of course, I'm not very anxious to tell anyone what I'm making.
But there should be some way that a person can find out if they're on the same level, if they are within a reasonable area of one another in salary.
I think that's why the census figures and the Bureau of Labor Statistics is so helpful.
Mm-hmm.
When we learn that if you look at all the census jobs, that they range from 40 cents to a dollar on mm-hmm. sales work, you know, to from 65, I believe, in professional work, we have to assume that things are probably not too different in
right.
Lawrence, Kansas, from what mm-hmm. they are throughout the country. thank you, Janine Miller and Dorothy Rooney, for your valuable contributions tonight. Next Monday evening at the same time, our topic is child care. Guest panelists will be Susie Bossell and Judy Benchavingo. We hope you'll join us for the discussion of this topic, which is so central to the entire women's movement, regardless of one's position on the continuum, from a concern for economic and legal justice to radical feminism. Good evening. Thank you for listening.
We hope you'll tune in again next week for another in this series of live programs. This has been A Feminist Perspective. Mostly cloudy skies and colder temperatures tonight with a low in the low 20s, partly sunny and colder on Tuesdays with a high in the upper 30s.